Centrepoint has been providing accommodation and helping homeless youth to rebuild their lives. One of those people is Monique Newton, a 3x weightlifting world champion.
So I left home when I was like 16 due to family breakdown. I did a bit of sofa surfing for a while. I was trying to go to college, I was trying to work. I'd met some people I shouldn't have met, and eventually it sort of became too much and I ended up trying to kill myself. After I tried to kill myself, I ended up being admitted to a hospital for depression. I spent 7 months there, and when I left hospital, I ended up being referred to Centrepoint. So that's how I came into contact with them, and they sort of put me in a hostel. They helped me go back to college and to get my job back, and from there I sort of went off and lived independently and started doing my sport.
Monique says that young people at the risk of being homeless are not being taken seriously enough.
A lot of places don't accept referrals unless you're like street homeless and sleeping rough, so that's really difficult. And they also need like a letter from your parents, and like I ended up with like 11 supporting letters before I could actually be taken seriously that I was homeless. That was really difficult because like most of your friends haven't been through the same thing and they're still living at home, so you can't really go to them for support because they're at a sort of a different stage. So in a way, being in hospital was a good thing, because without having that behind me, I don't think I'd have got a place in the hospital.
Thanks for calling Centrepoint Helpline. We're here to provide information.
The new helpline is the first national advice service for young people who are either homeless or at the risk of homelessness. Patron of Centrepoint, Prince William, launched the helpline by joining a training session with volunteers in central London. Centrepoint research shows that more than 150,000 young people a year across the UK approach their local councils for help with housing. But as Monique points out, it is especially hard to get support if you're between the ages of 18 to 25.
You don't really know what help's available, and I didn't know whether I'd be entitled to help or not because I wasn't sleeping rough. I think some of the options available to young people are quite limited.
So it's much more difficult for young people?
Definitely. I think there's like from 18 to 25, you're kind of in limbo, because when you're under 18, you're a priority because you're a child. But then when you're over 18 but not quite 25, you're not quite an adult legally, but you're not a child anymore. So you're kind of stuck.
The helpline is the first step towards tackling youth homelessness. The support is already available online and over the phone. Audrey Fedorenko reports.